This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. A big part of the 8.3% inflation we had in August was rising home prices and rents. But the Federal Reserve's fight to control inflation by raising interest rates, that's hitting housing in a different way. It's driving up mortgages. Last week, the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage reached over 6%, first time it's been that high in more than a decade. Builders are pessimistic, according to surveys. Construction of new homes is down sharply, and so are sales of existing homes. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Ask housing economists what it's like now for first-time buyers, and you hear words like,
"It's the worst time to buy a home in a very long time."
They're stuck between a rock and a hard place, both higher prices after all the price appreciation of the last 2 years, and now higher interest payments in their mortgage.
That's Chris Mayer at Columbia Business School and Jeff Tucker at Zillow. Tucker says there is a silver lining, at least for buyers who haven't given up looking, in spite of high home prices and mortgage rates.
The buyers who are left are facing less competition, less likely to be in a multiple offer situation.
Less demand for homes could put a damper on price increases, but Columbia's Chris Mayer says a lot of sellers would rather take their homes off the market than give up the profit they've been expecting.
I wouldn't be surprised to see sales volume fall further, to see some price declines, but limited.
And he says that's not a great market for first-time homebuyers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.